Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Pastor William A. Ludwig from the Western Washington Lutheran Church of the Dead. And now, before I give my lecture about deafness, I'm not going to lecture deafness, but I'm happy to set that aside and talk about deafness Tuesday morning, and then Thursday morning also. Now, why I want to talk about disability in a broad perspective, and it'll also include deafness. Do I have the authority to talk about that subject? Well, maybe. Yeah, sort of. My uncle is mentally retarded. I myself am deaf. And I've had experience working with various disabilities during visiting the deaf members of the congregation in nursing homes or in hospitals. And also I've got a variety of experience and feel comfortable enough to give broad remarks on that subject of disabilities. So if any one of you has a sign for the word disability, she says can't work, I want us that way. She thinks, Mrs. Nickerson says that it's impossible to really sign, so maybe better to spell. So we'll begin reading this. This is the first paragraph. First set of paragraphs you can read. The first 1, 2, 3, 4, I think, is what he's talking about. And maybe you want to read it out loud for the tape. Okay. Okay, it says, the paragraph says, according to the United Nations 1975 Declaration of the Rights of the Disabled, a disabled person is, quote, someone who is unable to ensure by himself or herself wholly or partially the necessities of a normal individual and social life as a result of the deficiency of either congenital or not in his or physical or mental capabilities. And everyone has had experiences of temporary disabilities, illnesses, injuries, such as broken bones, sprained ligaments or muscles, cut or a bruised skin, burns, etc., or spells. There are many types of permanent disabilities: arthritis, blindness, cerebral palsy, deafness, epilepsy, mental retardation, and many more. Mr. Richard Walsh of Bothell, Washington, Washington, who has C3 quadriplegic, claims that the estimated one out of every 10 people is physically disabled. Are there any questions? Okay. Now, in the Bible, those of you who read the Bible are very well familiar with the disabled people or the disabilities mentioned in the Bible since the beginning of time. God saw that man had a wrong attitude toward the disabled. And now God said, doesn't say anything about that, about the deaf, or that he's making them discouraged or confronting the blind. But then during Jesus' time, we see a negative attitude of the people that has developed, mostly among those who had leprosy. And you can read that when the people saw someone who had leprosy, then they would stay away from that person. And that person would have to cry out, unclean, unclean, so everybody could avoid him or her. Now today, in what we call the enlightened times, we still have a lot of negative attitude in many ways. And I'd like to give you just two or three outstanding suggestions that maybe we can't help but notice. The first one is what happened at Gallaudet College during the month of March. Anyone of you heard about that? What happened at Gallaudet College? Several hands are up. How many of you know or can tell what happened? Everyone heard about that?
That's when they got rid of the women. Mm-hmm.
You know that the deaf people wanted to have a deaf president. But the hearing members of Gallaudet College Board, the trustees, the member of the Board of Trustees, chose a hearing person. Even though she was the third most popular person, they chose her. She was a hearing woman who knew nothing about the language of science or about deaf culture. And the second person that went in the choice was a deaf man who was a deaf educator. And that really was bad enough. But now the deaf, as a group, went to a hotel in the city of Washington, D.C., where the Gallaudet College Board was meeting. And then one of the women came and said these words. And these words were the final straw that broke the camel's back. And I'm going to write these words on the board. Can you read that? It says, deaf people or persons are not yet capable of functioning in a hearing world. Not only the deaf students and the teachers and the staff were really angered by that statement, but many deaf individuals were really enraged. And they decided now was the time to make a change and to have a deaf president. Now was the time to make a stand. And you saw in the newspapers, you know, and people, you know, they're standing with their placards and their posters protesting. Remember that. Now the thing is that many newspapers broadcast pictures of this hearing person all over the world. And two presidents volunteered also and sent the letter. One was myself, a Lutheran congressman named Holzman, and another one was a black pastor, Joseph Machen. I'm sorry, I don't know what he said himself, but Machen represented our feelings, but I didn't get that anyway. The deaf had a great victory. We had many positive cartoons. And you read at the Northwest Broadcaster, and it shows that I'm doing something, but maybe you would understand. There's one that says, this woman who knew, you know, there's this picture, you know, this woman, and she had a briefcase, and she's hitching a ride, you know, like a suitcase, and she's hitching a ride. You know the sign language for that? And she's going home. If you don't understand deaf people, then we're going to go on to another one. It's about AIDS. AIDS. And also cancer. Many people shun those who have cancer. You know, and they have it bad enough now, but in the last 15 years or so, those who have had AIDS really have noticed the rejection side of AIDS. So I'm going to give you an example. Sick people are very wonderful people. They have You know, there are people that give a lot of help who are getting involved in what's happening. And they help in the medical field, and they go to help these people. You know, and their bodies and their faces and everything, they might be destroyed, and they need their help. But when the medical people come to help, and then they find that the person has AIDS, they close up their bag, and they say bye, and out the door they go. So, the attitude of people shown here is even happening today. Now we want to know God. We want to know His attitude and why He has permitted disabilities or disabled people to exist on earth. And we will learn tomorrow that under the title, Why Is There Disabilities? Now this afternoon, let us learn God's attitude through His personal Son, Jesus Christ. In John chapter 1, verse 18, it says, No one has seen God at any time, except His only Son, who has revealed Him. Now let us read the attitude of man to unfortunate people or disabled people, and how Jesus has responded to both those people who need His help and the attitude of people that surround them. And we need to read these four Bible verses in the Gospel tomorrow. These verses are the story of the Canaanite woman found in Matthew 15:21-28. And the second story is found in Luke 19, chapter 1 through 10. It's the story of Zacchaeus. And the third story is the Gospel of John, chapter 5, verses 5 through 18. It's the story of the sick man. And the fourth story is in Mark 10, verses 46 to 52, and the story, it's the story of blind Bartimaeus. Tree. Why does it say what kind of tree it is? Well, I'll explain that later. You know, just read it and I'll explain it. No, this is it. The question. You know, she just asked the same question. But anyway, okay, Matthew, what was the problem with that person? just didn't exist. What was the problem? It was insane. What was the problem? He had mental illness, or he's gonna write it out, let's see. He was... I can't see what he's writing, just hold it just a second.
That's the big stuff, though.
I reopened it today.
Yeah, you were faster than I was doing the same thing.
As a foreigner with an insane daughter, remember the woman? Daughter was insane. Said that she had a demon that had taken possession of her spirit. You don't know if she was sick or if she'd lost her mind, but that's how they described it. Now, what was the attitude of these people, the disciples? They said, don't bother Jesus, go away. You just want to be bothered by that. Now Jesus was beginning to show love and help to these people that the disciples knew that this person needed. He is showing God's wisdom. But he was also acting as if he was ignoring this woman. So then this woman continued and persisted in asking Jesus for help. And then Jesus finally said, I only am giving my attention to the Jews, not to the Gentiles at this time. And still the woman persisted. And she pleaded for help from Jesus. And then Jesus asked, was it right to take the bread from the children's table and give the crumbs to the dogs? And that seemed like an insult. But maybe if there were some hearing people here, you know, maybe they'd get mad and run out. No, but not that woman. She still went on and persisted and said, well, true, that's true. But the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from the master's table. Well, then Jesus went on, and after he talked to her, then he healed her daughter. He said, go in peace, your daughter is healed. Now, the next one, Mark 10. 46 to 52, what's it about?
Blind
Bartimaeus. Now, what was the attitude of the people? They what? I didn't hear you. They abused him. They asked, he asked for help. And what was the question? They told him to be quiet. You know, they told him to shut up, to be quiet. You know, they were annoyed with his attitude. They said, be quiet. What was Jesus' response? He said to the people to bring that man to him. And then the people had to obey. And so he brought him over and said, Jesus wants to see you. Boy, was he excited. And Jesus asked him, what do you want? And he said, I want my sight. I want to regain my sight. And immediately it happened. Immediately. Now the next story is about what? Person. Zacchaeus. A tax collector? No. No. And a personal health problem. What is it? Do you know why? He was a man. He was very short. He wanted to see Jesus. Thank you. was the attitude of the people? What was the attitude of the people?
Keep him out. Keep him in the back.
They didn't care about him. Well, that's true. It's a complaint that people have, yeah. Complaint what? No, I didn't.
Keep him back away from the front so they couldn't see.
Sorry. He said that they wanted to keep him in the back and they didn't want him in the front of the group so he couldn't see. They wanted to keep him in the back of the group. In the back of the group, back of the crowd. You know, he's complaining because he was a midget. And so he was short because he'd been a bad sinner. I thought, well, he has a bad heart. He's a bad sinner. He's not worth anything. Maybe he'll steal my money or something. He doesn't want God's attention. And the Lord Jesus loved that sinner. Anyway, and then wanted to see him. Jesus wanted to see him in his house. And Zacchaeus goes, me? You come to my house? And he felt, wow. Boy, he thought he was such an unimportant person because he was so short. And he thought he was unimportant. Maybe we think we're unimportant because we're deaf or we have some other personal problem. And still, God wants us. Now the final story is about what man?
He was paralyzed.
He was a paraplegic, wasn't he? Or quadriplegic?
Yeah, it said he was paralyzed for some...
Doesn't say how much. We know he's either a paraplegic or a quadriplegic.
Didn't say, it just says he was paralyzed.
Mm-hmm.
Blind, lame, and paralyzed. I don't know what he didn't say.
Whatever it is, we know
but
he can't
move. He was paralyzed because he couldn't talk.
Now he was paralyzed. Why? Because he couldn't walk and get into the waters quick enough. Now other people have various illnesses. And then, you know, had other illnesses, and then when the waters would start to stir, they said an angel came down, and the first person that got into those waters when the angel stirred the waters was healed. And every time he tried, he would just miss. And this would gone on, and he had become very frustrated. Now, I don't know whether it's a few years, or 28 years, or what, you know, something like that. But it was close to a long time, maybe even 30 years of frustration. And Jesus gave him immediate healing so that he could walk and he was made whole. Now that's wonderful. But then later on when the people saw this man healed, they said, isn't that man that was lame? He says, yes, I'm the man. Well, who healed you? I don't know. He said, this man just healed me and I was able to walk home. And the people started to grumble and complain. Then what was their complaint?
Wrong day.
He was working on the Sabbath. That's right, the wrong day. He said it was the wrong day. People who complain did not think of their needs to look at and to learn from the attitude of Jesus. And we have many of us who complain about our disabilities. Many of us here who are deaf. One who is deaf blind. Every one of us who has had some sickness at one time or another. And we have felt helpless. But do we have our own needs? Well, since and up to now, There has been a great, the government, the church, organized religion, and individuals have been active in helping the disabled person to solve their physical needs. And that's really wonderful. But yet, we have just a little, we've done just very little with our own spiritual needs for the disabled. As Christians, as well within our own church activities. And things, other things for people with disabilities. Now, do disabled people need spiritual help? The answer is, of course, yes. Some ignorant Christians think that we have no souls.
Sick people
need more spiritual help than hearing or whole people do in many ways. And he's saying again that sick people need more help in many ways than people that are whole. A long time ago, many people thought of black people as of having no souls. And later on, it got worse. And people a long time ago thought that deaf people had no souls. And they based their thought upon a book in Romans, chapter 10, verse 18, which said, "And faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And deaf can't hear, so therefore deaf can't have faith and don't have a soul." Now, boy, what a wrong interpretation of God's word. And as a result, Justinian, who lived in the year 500, wrote a law titled Justinian's Code that said that deaf people could not receive or inherit inheritance. They couldn't own house or property and so forth. And that law stood in effect for more than 1,000 years. Boy, that was awful. They treated the deaf people just like animals. And that was really a wrong attitude. And it said that they were like animals, like deer. They had no souls, like squirrels or chipmunks. They had no soul. That's right. You know, they said that. Deaf, blind, or lame, and others with various kinds of disabilities. You know, they have a soul. Yes, they do. And because they have a soul, their needs are the same as any normal person. There's no difference. All right, if that is true, then what is a disabled person have or need? We're going to look at the next four passages. Which are Romans 3, verses 9 through 20, John chapter 3, verse 16, and 1 Timothy 1, 15, and 1 John 2, 2, and Titus 2, verses 11 through 14. Now time is getting short, so we better go on. Anyway, we've heard what God has to say about normal and disabled people, that they are similar. Now, have you read the verse that gives the exception or says that a disabled person or normal people should be separated, should be segregated? Anyone? Okay. No one has? Okay. God loved the world. Now, handicapped people are very much a part of this world. There's no question about that. And it says, anyone who wants to reach God cannot be separated. And have, you know, said that maybe they go through Jewish priests, or in the Old Testament they go through Jewish priests or through the temple. But then when Jesus came, he became our propitiation or expiation, not for us only, but for the whole world. Now at last, it says that God wants to live and to work for all of our Christian lives. And that's not only true for normal people, but also for people with disabilities. And to them, he wants to give his love. Are there any questions? Now, if that is true, then God has given us some spiritual means. And you can find these in the next three passages. Which are in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 19 through 21, and in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 21, and 1 John chapter 4, 11 through 12, and verse 16. The basic spiritual need of both normal and disabled people are the same. There's no difference. Well, what do disabled people need? First of all, reconciliation with God or forgiveness. That is the first spiritual need. What is your spiritual need? I didn't see it. I don't write it on the board anyway. Faith and hope. What's the... those two of them. Okay. Faith in Christ for our eternal salvation, and the hope of perfection in health and in life with God. And the third one is love. What more do disabled people need? Then to be confronted with the attitude of the public. We all have experienced frustrations. We all have our own time or moments of discouragement. And what do we need? We need more than what normal people, what do we need more than normal people do? What do we need? We need Jesus. We need Jesus, Charlotte says. Well, hearing people need that too, but what do we need even more than hearing people need? What do we need? Read Colossians. Chapter 1, verse 17, and also verses 19 through 20. Very true. But that goes, that's with my next verse. You kind of jumped ahead of me. God. Never that way. He uses God only for eternity to be ahead of us. Always need God to be ahead of us. Okay. You know, He knows you better than you know yourself, or if I know myself, He knows us better than we even know ourselves. And it is through Christ and by His Holy Spirit. And if it wasn't for Christ, Jesus, I would have to be honest with you, I would not be here. And I would never have been a pastor. I guess the same is true for you. You know, it would have been easy just to have given up and to fall into the trap of frustrations, not just with your family, but also with other people, your friends and associates. And now we go on with this struggle. We have to go on. But what keeps us strong as Christians? None other than Jesus Christ Himself. Jesus is able to hold everything together. It is Jesus Himself that does it because He is God. And that's a wonderful blessing. Now next, 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 12. It's better, the better part of that is that God is holding you and me. He has us in His position. Now all we have to do is just like, you know, a rope going from the heaven down to us. Now God's holding one hand. And all you have to do is hold on to that rope. We see that 2 Timothy 3, verse 12. It says, all need to suffer, not only disabled people, but also normal people, have various kinds of frustrations, troubles, difficulties. Anyone deaf here who can deny that? That they don't say, can any deaf person here say that they don't have frustration? Yeah, I'm frustrated. No, but ask many hearing people here. Disabled people have their share of sufferings, frustrations, and hearing people are just the same. No one is any different. And so I tell people, you know, you say, oh, poor me. But don't forget that other people have their share of problems and difficulties. Because all, both deaf, handicapped, hearing people, have the same sin. Are all sinners, in other words. And we can thank God for His love and gift of His only Son, Jesus Christ. Now we're going to talk about spiritual gifts. And that's why I said, you were ahead of me. You were ahead of me because you were talking about patience, which is one of these spiritual gifts. And if you want to go ahead and read, you can go read about the spiritual gifts in Galatians 5, verses 22 and 23. Anyone who has a question? Can you give these spiritual gifts? Can anyone name them? So God who gave these spiritual gifts? God did. Now the Holy Spirit gives these gifts to us. Now the Holy Spirit gave these qualities to normal people. Now is there any reason why the Holy Spirit couldn't possibly give these same spiritual gifts or qualities to disabled people as well? The Bible says that we do not accept because we do not question. Well, that's a good response. We do not accept because we do not ask. Now, the Holy Spirit wants to give us all spiritual qualities, such as love, kindness, generosity, patience, humbleness, meekness, and self-control.